My So MSC Spring Sufficiency Projection, Reserve Curve Changes, written by Amanda Durish Cook, and read by an automated voice. My So is confident that meeting spring demand should be a breeze. The grid operator said it will be able to deliver on both its coincident and non-coincident peak forecasts through May. During a February 19 market subcommittee meeting, MISO's Jason Howard told stakeholders that the RTO is in good standing for spring. MISO predicts a 100.2 gigawatts load over spring under a 50-50 coincident peak forecast, while its non-coincident peak forecast calls for a 95.8 gigawatts peak in March, an 89.5 gigawatts peak in April, and a more dramatic 107.3 gigawatts peak in May. MISO's coincident peak forecast draws on load-serving entities' load forecasts and attunes them to the entire RTO's simultaneous, seasonal peak. The non-coincident peak forecast, on the other hand, is the peak load submitted by each load-serving entity per month considered in isolation. The RTO indicated it should have plenty of non-emergency electricity supply under either scenario. The grid operator's spring capacity auction cleared 118.3 gigawatts of offers and attracted 123.4 gigawatts in offered capacity. On top of that, MISO has about 15 gigawatts in load-modifying resources available for grid emergencies. At this point, the RTO doesn't foresee a need to use them. Ramping demand curve increase imminent. The MSC is set to explore upping the pricing of its ramping product through changes to its associated demand curve. The RTO hopes to stimulate much-needed up-ramping movement to accommodate a growing solar fleet that signs off in the evenings. Senior market engineer Chuck Hansen said MISO hasn't updated its reserve demand curves, including the one governing its up-ramping capability, since it increased its value of lost load. He said MISO similarly should adjust the up-ramping demand curve to better reflect how high MISO is willing to increase prices to satisfy reserve requirements. MISO in 2025 multiplied its value of lost load from $3,500 to $10,000/megawatt-hours. MISO's existing up-ramp demand curve is priced at just $5 per megawatt-hours until MISO experiences 50% ramping deficit. Then, the curve uses 8 steps to top out at $31 per megawatt-hours. In MISO, it's become cheaper for the market to violate the up-ramp constraint than to procure and price the full requirement, Hansen said. MISO leadership has frequently discussed its more intense need for ramping, the thrust behind more frequent reserve shortages. Hansen said over the past 3 years, MISO has experienced more instances of reserve shortages in the real-time markets. He said they most notably include real-time operating reserve shortages and day-ahead up-ramp shortages. Hansen said 80% of intervals with real-time operating reserve shortages occurred in an hour that contained a day-ahead up-ramp shortage. He said while there has been a more than threefold increase in day-ahead up-ramping capability shortage hours, market clearing prices have increased only 21% over the same time. In many cases, prices don't reflect the reserve shortages that are imminent, Hansen said. He said MISO should formulate prices that are high enough to incent units to be flexible and be fairly compensated. MISO also hopes to include a deliverability component to its reserves to make sure they're helpful. MISO said that as congestion patterns become more active, it will need to ensure reserves can be delivered where needed. MISO clears its ramp product on a system-wide or zonal basis to cover for load variation. But MISO's Song Wang said the RTO can overclear ramping capability in MISO South, some of which runs headlong into the 2,500 to 3,000 megawatts transfer limit between the South and Midwest. MISO said it needs to manage deliverability in its ramping products so they can meet needs in a subregion. Wang said MISO should devise a way to clear ramping help behind constraints to avoid manual operator interventions such as derates or generator disqualification. Wang said MISO will review past reserve deliverability to propose a solution. MISO makes DER Task Force more permanent group. Finally, MISO stakeholders officially disbanded the Distributed Energy Resources Task Force and reformed it into a more permanent working group. The MSC voted by consent at the February 19 meeting to form the new DER Working Group, issuing it a charter and management plan. Prior to that, the DERTF had been operating on multiple annual stakeholder votes to extend. Stakeholders also voted in early January to give the DERTF a more stable foundation. In MISO, task forces are temporary stakeholder groups that must be renewed every year to avoid a mandatory sunset date. Working groups, on the other hand, are permanent fixtures that have a charter. Stakeholders at the time reasoned that a longer form committee would be best suited to discuss perennial DER topics. Chair Zachary Callen, an economic analyst at the Illinois Commerce Commission, has said the DERTF is outgrowing the definition of a task force considering the permanence of DER topics in MISO. He said while renewal doesn't take much, MISO and stakeholders spend hours preparing documents and procedures to re-up the group year after year. Importantly, I think the working group is a standing entity that will not require a renewal process, Callan said at the DIRTF November meeting.